Blog Talk Radio.
Yo, DJ Hawk that. Drop the motherfucking beatbox, dog.
Fuck with us, we not taking God.
Subject matter and extreme awesomeness. Listen at your own risk.
205-9407.
Attention, jungle junkies and new listeners worldwide. It's time for the world famous Urban Jungles Radio. The Urban Jungles Radio Show with your host, Danny Mendez, the Beastmaster, and Andy Lee. Prepare to enter a new stream of consciousness, higher level of awareness, and an overabundance of awesomeness. Streaming live at the speed of light from the worldwide interwebs, straight to your brain core. It's the world famous Urban Jungles Radio.
Is that
right?
Yeah. Welcome the Urban Jungles Radio Show. I forgot they were doing a radio show because already I'm getting distracted with the goddamn Facebook Live, which
the live feed is great aspect.
It is good. It's great. We got people. Let me see. God.
There you go, my pal. There you go. Hello.
No, it's me. I forgot I called in.
What a tool. Holy cow. Oh, my God. That's why we can't get shit done.
Bonnie, I love you, Bonnie.
What a fucking tool you are.
Oh, my God. Athena. Look, Andy, Athena's watching us.
Yay!
Call Athena. We will call you out and show up. Love you, Athena. And Louie, I see you all in the Magic Garden.
This is turning into
It's like the Magic Garden. Remember that show, like, in the 80s and shit with the two chicks? And you always wanted them to call out your name. And it was like, you waited for your name.
Of course.
And I was good because I was...
Were you ever a doobie? I see Danny. He's a doobie.
I've heard that, but not at that stage in life.
Let me see who else is there.
Tim Brown, the man with the plan. Just coming back from around the world. Love it. And good. Well, anyway, I should get started with our show. We have a very exciting episode for you this evening, ladies and gentlemen. Of course, we're talking about the one and the only... Urban Jungles Radio.
Here we are.
And this evening, we are welcoming a special guest, a longtime friend of ours. It's weird. Like, we have a really twisted and weird relationship with Devin. Like, he does a lot of cool stuff, and we've never,
cool
him really on the show to harass him. He's been on once, like, once or twice, like, quietly and quickly and stuff like that. But tonight, we will shine a spotlight on the man himself, Devin Mustaine.
Well, the thing is, Devin is always really the behind-the-scenes kind of guy. He does a lot of the camera work, and he does this. Like, that's like kind of like our relationship. You know, you're the one who's always in front, and I'm typically the one who's behind the camera. So that's kind of how it is. Believe me, I'm no Devin. I mean, I'm trying to grow my hair out, but it's not there yet.
You should. You should dread up.
You know what? For a while.
You did it almost. Did it?
I almost did it, but a black couple told me that my hair was too straight and too white to make that happen. So.
No.
I said, okay, I guess that's not happening.
I'm out.
Why? I'm just being honest.
No, I'm not saying anything. Hey, Sarah, I love Sarah. Dude, this is cool that we get, like, the world famous.
I loved it, man.
Sarah Carson.
This is great.
Of the amazing Sarah and her dogs. Like, just that Sarah is here. That Sarah is here right now saying hi to us, Andy. That's when we know we made it big time. And Michelle. We have, like, a lot of, like, internet celebrity dogs friends. Did you know that? We run an internet celebrity dog.
I don't know if you know this. But we have a lot of internet friends, too.
What do you mean?
Like just a lot of internet friends.
Yeah.
A lot.
In general. Like as relation to like I mean like in relation to like
because we haven't met a lot.
I thought, what kind of internet friends are you? Like,
no, not like the imaginary internet friends.
Yeah, no, we do. We have a lot of internet friends that we've never met or that like we've met once or twice and just have been super close with and have kept up with over the years. And like, you know, Devin's like one of those guys, dude.
Yeah.
But like go back to like the days, the Wild Recon days, man. Remember that?
Oh
like
God.
Dude,
yeah.
Seriously, with like Schulte a lot, like that's how long we've known that dude since the dawn of Urban Jungles Radio. So it's nice. We feel very fortunate to have you guys and I love you. Hero, I love you, Hero. Oh God, I love that dog. Remember, was it you that I was telling that like that is Hero, the super collie is like, well, I feel like an adopted child almost. Like I don't usually have so much love for someone else's animal.
That is
like,
true.
Unless they're like family or like Bear the ferret. Like
right,
it's
right.
Different. But like Hero, like I love that dog. He's the freaking. I'm so happy, genuinely happy to see him. So anyway, yeah, shout out to you guys and. Man, we are so railroading. I'm so railroading the show because of Facebook. And it's like we got like 9 people calling.
Yeah, pick up. Let's go. We got time on Devin.
How's this?
Hello.
Hello.
Who's this?
Hello.
Hello.
Hi.
Hello.
Hello.
Who do you think it is? I've taken Danny out of the bush, taken Jason Critter.
We'll talk about our bush, Sky. Hi, brother. How's everything?
Oh, I'm all right, mate. Hey, I'm actually standing here at the moment. It's a beautiful sunny day in Queensland, and I'm looking at turtles swimming around in a lake in front of me. Right now,
Lord.
I just see. So, you know, it's hard living in Australia in winter. You know, it's like 24 degrees here at the moment, and, you know, it's a hard life for some, but someone's got to do it, eh?
I left my heart in Australia, and he holds it out and shows it to me over the internet, Andy.
I really don't know how you left that place.
I really don't know, man. Well, Scott called the cops, and then I was like, get out. That's
why. Somehow, you know what, dude? Somehow.
Hey, you're going to take one of my Pirelli's with me.
Was that Scott?
You're going to take one of Ty's Pirelli's with you.
It was. They were like, he and Ty were like insisting they take, like, here, take our Pirelli's, and...
We got
handle
a new
Parenti
this week. Did you see that? You saw that.
I saw that. Amazing. What a beautiful, beautiful little animal,
yeah.
Man. That's just, oh, that's such a dream animal for so many
people.
The
problem is,
you can't keep them
too close to your face because they'll rip your throat out, you know? You got to be careful with that.
You know? You know, I might argue that, Scott. I think it's perfectly fine to love your monitor and love your monitor hard, damn it.
Hell yes.
Hell yes.
If you're going to give blood, it's worth it for a parenti.
Absolutely.
No
yeah,
joke.
Definitely.
That is such, it's just such a gorgeous, gorgeous creature,
definitely.
Man. My God, yeah. Scott, it's really my hope that I get to see you guys soon, see you and Ty again, and see all the animals. That was really spectacular, man, and it's always a pleasure to hear from you, my brother. Feel free anytime to call.
Well, mate, for sure, and look, for sure, we'll have to spend a bit of time chatting away at some stage, but I'll let you get going now, but when you get over here, we'll take you out herping again and take you out west and show you some real big sky country and get you chasing some lizards and some snakes and stuff like that. So, and Andy, you better get your ass down there as well, eh?
I will, man. I promise I will. It's going to happen.
We're working on it. It's in the plans for sure. We're going to get him over there. We're going to blow his mind. Because, like, and the most foreign soil Andy's been on is Canada.
It's Canada. Yeah, really. I'm a non-traveling
well,
American.
You know, we'll have to get you in there. There's a lot of and stuff like that as well. So.
All right, brother. We're going to run. But thank you so much
cool.
for calling in. And I'm going to have – I got to speak to you. And, of course, I have to speak to the lovely Ty. We have to talk about some major conservation stuff going on down there. So I'm going to catch up with you soon.
Cool. Take it easy, guys. I'll talk to you later. Bye.
All right. See, Andy is exactly what we're saying, man. We're so lucky to have these amazing internet friends and people that we've had the chance to meet around the world. It's just freaking mind blowing. And
I'm so jealous that you
they let us into their suckers. Let us into their homes.
They really did. Yeah,
with their
really
monitors. I'm kidding. No, I love it. That was I felt incredibly, incredibly, just lucky to have that opportunity to meet so many wonderful people. Just like all of you guys, man. Every time we get the chance to be out and about meeting you guys, whether it's at shows here in the States or you know Canada, Australia, wherever,
yep.
We always have the best.
Wherever
time.
We can.
I'm thankful. That's because of you guys. So let's get this baby going, shall
let's
we?
Do it.
Hurry. Hit my button.
This is Emma Locke from the Human Centipede 2, and you're listening to Urban Jungle Radio. Join Danny Mendez live every Friday night at 10 p.m. in his quest to bring you the very best in cold-blooded entertainment. From special guest appearances to you for today.
I love that dog so much. I have Mira and have to meet Miss Marvel, and Sarah now has another dog, a puppy I just saw. Because not that I stalk you, Sarah, on your page to know what's going on with Hero or anything. But yeah, new addition to the pack. So congratulations. I just saw the picture Sarah sent of Hero. And I love you, Hero. God, I love that dog. Anyway, let's get going. We have important people to talk to, not quite as cuddly as Hero the Super Collie,
but
still lovable in every way, shape, and form, because we love this man. Of course, we're talking about the one and only Devin Messane. Devin, longtime friend of ours here at UJR. And Andy, like you said, this is one of the things I love about it. Like, he's a behind-the-scenes guy, and you don't understand, like, how much he's done.
He has,
like, some major cool projects, so we are going to learn all about that. And just one second, let me reach over, because our studio is so awesome and convenient and plug in. Hey, Dev, what's up, man?
Hey, what's up, guys?
Hey, what's up, Devin?
Look at that. He made it. Yay, Dev. We got you on by no choice, really. Of your own.
No, I'm always happy to be on.
Good, man. Well, you got a lot of shit going on that we have to talk about. You have a lot of cool stuff happening. Of course.
Yeah, lots happening.
First and foremost, like, this week you have to be. Let me ask you something. This is like not your first
rodeo,
and you've been involved with Shark Week for a couple of years now. Do you still like basically shit yourself like these 48 hours before it all starts, and we're like, and wait for it? Do you still get that?
You know what? By the time it airs, I've watched the shows 3 million times in 3 million different ways. But it's always cool to see everyone getting excited and sharks getting out in the forefront and everyone getting excited about sharks. That's what it's all about. It's kind of this crazy phenomenon out here in the States.
It is. And, like, you're a big part of that because I have always loved the way that you represent the animals in filming. And, like, you definitely see it with an eye, you know, kind of like somebody appreciates some work of art. So, like, having you on that line, you know, to be able to produce that kind of amazing material that gets people involved and interested in these animals and realizing, you know, what they're really about is a pretty damn cool thing, man.
Yeah, thanks a lot. What's that? Go ahead.
No, go ahead.
No, I'm just gonna say, like, yeah, the most important thing when you're doing this is to make things exciting and kind of scary, but at the same time allowing people to really appreciate the beauty of these animals, and that's the magic you got to try and achieve without going too far on the one spectrum. Otherwise, you lose a lot of people.
Are you fairly comfortable at this point working around them?
Sharks? Yeah, sharks. Yeah. I mean, every now and then we'll get into a situation where you kind of get out the water and you're grinning because it was kind of sketchy. But, I mean, that's always because we created that situation. I mean, we sometimes putting a lot of bait in the water. The fish are getting excited. And then you have these idiots in the water with these big shiny cameras and heads that look like a squid, you know, swimming around in the bait.
Yeah,
But the most dangerous things that have ever happened to me down in the water are always failure in my scuba equipment. The closest call I had was last year when we were filming a show called Shark Alley. I don't know if you saw it. But there was the one scene where we were actually cruising around in really, really murky water in this self-propelled shark cage. And the great whites, for whatever reason, love this thing to bits. Because it was so shiny, it was made out of chrome. So they were coming to check it out. And then I didn't even know that they were coming behind us. We kept on feeling this thing getting bumped. We're like, what's going on? Is there something wrong with the motors? And then we look at the footage afterwards, and it's just these great whites just hammering us from all sides. But then I had my regulator exploded, my backup regulator, and I just watched my air dump from 3,000 PSI to, like, almost nothing. Like, I'm watching it happening in front of me. And now I'm stuck on the bottom and around Seal Island in the super murky water with like 10 great whites around me and my scuba equipment that screwed me over.
Mm.
Yeah, I would still be crapping myself. like, what are you chumming back there? No, that's just me pooping. This is a bad situation. No, seriously, I saw that, man. That was one of the craziest things I've seen because it's literally, like you said, like you couldn't even – I don't think you could reproduce that kind of tension if you tried
the funniest part is that, I mean, in real life when it was happening – obviously, afterwards, it's like cut down really short. But yeah. My buddy ABC, who was laying in the front of the machine, he was laying on his stomach. I was driving in the back, and I'm sitting in a seating position. He's laying down in front of me. His legs are like right by my crotch. So then my air explodes. My comm system stopped working, so I couldn't talk. It wasn't working at all. So I started hitting him with my leg, so he could turn around. You see, there was something wrong, so he could like let the boat know to come help us out. And he thought I was telling him to move his leg. He was out of the way. He was like in the way, so he just like pulls his leg. I can't reach him now. I'm like, come on!
So did you punch him in the balls at that point?
Oh yeah, I couldn't even reach him. I'm like strapped in the back, and I just had to make a plan. Yeah,
good
lord. Crazy.
You see, man, I have to say, like, I people like ask me a lot of times what animal I most fear or whatever, or like what I'm nervous about, and I have to say, like, I've been lucky enough to be in the water with sharks, but they still are, man. It's just that like that primal thing, and I know sharks. I love sharks. Like, I know what they're capable of, and I know, you know, what they do. But like, still, man, just the thought of like being out there sometimes, like one of the worst feelings for me is I love scuba diving. But I hate being at the surface, like with your head above the water. I don't know.
Yep.
Is that weird? I don't know. It's the same thing
with like when you're diving with crocs when you're like under the water, you're just so much safer. At the surface, you're like swapping around.
Yeah.
The safest place to be is like on the floor, on your knees, and you can kind of keep your composure. You're cool.
And it's because of those
I think the scary thing about sharks that, I mean, it's been, I mean, they, of course they can be scary, but it's the fact that it's their domain. We are out of our domain.
Yeah.
And like, if they wanted to really do something, they could, but they choose not to. I mean, you see, like the Mako sharks we've been dealing with, they eat 1,000-pound marlin, which is like the fastest fish on Earth. And I mean, these things take out these 1,000-pound fish like it's nothing. So I mean, if it really wants to hurt you, it wouldn't be too much of an issue, and they just choose not to.
Good lord. Have you ever, like, I guess that would be that moment and when you had that malfunction when you're like, shit, I should have just done reptiles.
No. I like both, man. I like everything. I can't choose a favorite. Sharks, reptiles, mammals, they're all cool to me.
How long do you usually work, like, on these projects before they come to fruition on air? Is it like a year-long project process?
In the field, it can be anything from a week shoot to a month, depending on what the project is. And then sometimes, like this one for next year, we've already started for next year. It's a really long-term project. I can't really tell any details, but we're starting now and we'll probably end next May.
Wow.
So, and then, of course, you've got hours and hours and hours of time in the edit bay, just going through all the footage and editing it and getting it right.
Are we ever going to see you in Sharknado?
Sharknado?
Oh my God.
Come on, dude. You've done enough for sharks and you've done enough amazing work. You deserve, we were just discussing this, you deserve a cameo in Sharknado. We're going to make that happen for you. Would you do that?
I would totally do Sharknado.
Oh my God, you could do like a scene, right? We're going to make that happen. We know somebody, Dev. We know somebody. I'm going to make this happen. I want to have a scene made just for you where you are filming and then maybe, like, I don't know, in your little machine and you get swallowed by a shark and have to cut your way out to meet Ian Zerling and rescue him. I don't know, we're going to make it up, but it's going to be awesome. You deserve to be on that. Oh, dude,
I lose my dreads.
No, you can never. You know that you can never lose your dreads at this point.
No.
Like, one day you just fuck everybody.
It's like, you know, Parliament Funkadelic. You know, you can't really.
You can't see, like, what's his name, George?
George Clinton.
George Clinton. You can't see George Clinton without his dreads.
He needs to have the yarn in his hair. Are you going to do that? Are you going to put yarn in your hair at some point?
I try keep the hippie out of my dreads. It's tough, but I try my best.
Oh man, that's awesome, dude. So talk to me about Herp Conservation International.
Yeah, so HCI, Herp Conservation International, it's a passion project that a few of us have been working on for quite a few years now. And just in the last year or so, we really like brought it out into the public and got a lot of momentum and getting things going. And what it was is just, we were just tired of, I mean, everyone, of course, everyone cares, but everyone just ends up posting something on Facebook like, oh, well, you know, one share equals one like, you know, that kind of thing. It's like, help save the reptiles. But it's like all talk and no action. Mm. And we also have seen so many conservation groups, I mean, that are out there. They're nonprofits, but at the end of the day, they're not really doing any work. And there's only so far that education can take conservation. And so we decided, you know what? We're tired of talking about it. We're just going to do it. We poured a bunch of money into it. Mike Clarkson and myself initially, and Chip Cochran. And we just started this nonprofit, started building it up, and it's going pretty good so far. And we're getting a lot of support. And our main mission is to purchase habitat of these reptiles and amphibians that are endangered and have super small distributions. And by purchasing this habitat, you're making a huge difference. Like the project we have now, Project Pondo, this chameleon has a distribution the size of Disney World. So, I mean, any land you purchase is a huge, huge piece of its habitat. So by saving its habitat, you're saving the species right from the roots.
That's tremendous, man. You know, you're right. It's really bothersome to me that there seems to be a lot of advocacy for reptiles out there, but very little actually being put into action, any plans being put into action, especially in the way of habitat destruction. I mean, that's the biggest thing. Sadly, like, I'm not going to generalize, but oh, look, Andy's wearing his HCI shirt. I don't want to, like, generalize, but it seems to be like most herpers are more passionate about, like, what they can keep than what they're helping in the wild. So, like talk about, like, the Borneo earless monitor,
right?
Like, what's a typical response? Well, you know, their habitat is being destroyed. Well, we should keep them and breed them in captivity, right?
Right.
That's not an option for a lot of species, and it just defeats, I think, a lot of conservation efforts as a whole if you're not working on the actual habitat. That is so vital. That's so important to work on the habitat for these animals because it's no use. Like, I'm not a firm believer at all of, like, you know, like a zoo collection representing a species. You know, like, you can't do, like, you know, something dying in captivity.
Of course, zoos play an important role, but yeah, you get a lot of people that are like, well, if we can keep them, we can save them. But I mean, that never, ever, ever happens. I mean, show me one example where a whole bunch of keepers decided they're going to repopulate a species. And then, even then, if you could, which would never happen, the habitat's gone, so it's pointless.
Yeah. And then I think, too, it works. It radiates outwards in so many more ways. So instead of just saving the species, you know, obviously there are other species that cohabitat in these really, like, kind of endemic environments where some of these species that you're talking about occur. And you know, you're saving that habitat. Plus, you're also creating, you know, an economy for local people and an incentive not to destroy this habitat when you have these kinds of areas.
Exactly.
That we don't
That's a big part of our project is job creation on the land, getting the local economy down there involved, getting the local people involved, getting them excited about the project. And if it means something to them and there's some job creation, they're going to have pride in it and want to conserve it. Otherwise, it's just a waste of space for them. And like you said, there are many other species that benefit from it. From this, for example, this reserve we're doing right now, there's an endangered parrot, a monkey, a mole, there's several other birds, insects, plants. So on this tiny little reserve, we're saving multiple endangered species.
That's fantastic.
That radiates outside of reptiles. So there's a big picture to it as well.
That's great. That's really good. That's definitely an amazing initiative that you don't see being taken up nearly as much as it should.
And the other thing we also pride ourselves in doing is, like, we're losing money on this. So we take zero money from any donations. It goes straight into creating this reserve. No one gets paid. No one gets anything out of it. If we do any traveling or anything, we pay for it ourselves. I mean, no money comes to us. So, I mean, that's just another important thing because people always question that. Because when you donate money to a place, you always wonder, like, how much of that money really goes to the cause. But we are totally open. Our books are open, and everyone can see that the money goes straight to saving the animals.
And you guys are a nonprofit, right?
Yep, 501c3 nonprofit, all legit. So any donations are tax write-off. All perfectly. We are gold and nonprofit standings. Yeah, everything is on board, and people are really taking notice of that.
Yeah, that's outstanding, man. And kudos to you guys for working so hard on this.
Definitely.
You, Chip, and Mike. And I know Mike is repping hard for HCI this weekend over at the
he's up at IHS.
Yep.
Yeah. It's a shame we're not there to harass.
Yeah, we're traveling. We're traveling quite a bit right now. Different herp groups, meeting, giving a presentation, showing what we're all about, getting people on board. And we have a few big functions coming up, some charity events. We've got a big art auction that'll be happening soon. We're gearing up for. If you go to HCI Auctions on Facebook, we're going to be doing this auction in August. And we got some awesome wildlife artists from all over the world donating some amazing art pieces. And we're going to be doing the auction on Facebook. It'll be going for about a week. So keep a lookout for that and go join that group. And then we have our membership, of course. Anyone can join and become a member. We have some awesome vendors and businesses that have jumped on board. Triple L Reptile, a bunch of others are all helping out. And then we've got a couple good company sponsors. So everyone can just go onto our website, herbconservation.org, and check it out.
Check out herbconservation.org. We're also going to put up links on Urban Jungles and on our other social media so you guys can catch it. You guys are definitely like one of our most favorite organizations as far as like what you're doing and how you're making it happen. So you can always count. I mean, UGR will do everything we can to help you guys and get you guys going and make this a success because we firmly believe in what you're doing. It's a really serious commitment and a good one at that, you know.
No, we appreciate it. And it's everyone's fight, man. That's the other thing. Like everyone is part of this. It's not just us. It's like anyone that wants to be involved is involved and it's everyone's fight. And we can really make a difference. And it's really cool to see a lot of the reptile industry people taking a stand, you know, and wanting to make a difference. And people are doing their own auctions on the side, donating animals, donating a percentage of sales. It's pretty cool to see, man, everyone banding together.
Fantastic stuff, man.
I know Mark Tovar is donating an exclusive shed for at the HCI auction, right, David?
Yep, and I'm going to be bidding on that one for sure. So.
Yeah, he doesn't want that.
It's
going to
be sweet.
I'm
going
to be bidding on it too.
Oh, that's great. Yeah, that's really sexy, man. We love Mark Tovar's stuff, and I did see that, and that's a tremendous item. And I wish you guys a lot of success with that. You definitely deserve it. It's a great, worthwhile program, and, you know, the stuff you do is always fantastic, dude.
Yes.
We're going to remind everybody you must check out Shark Week. It starts Sunday, right?
Yep, Sunday. Two shows that I did were Return of Monster Mako, which is Sunday night at 9, and then on Monday we have a show, Shallow Water Invasion, at 8 p.m. And there's no megalodons or mystical monsters or mermaids or any fake science.
Damn it. Devin, I was hoping to actually see one this time, man.
Just you in the Hudson River.
I've yet to see a megalodon. I've been in the water a few times, and I've yet to see one, but when I do, I'll let you guys know.
Please do.
You non-believer. You just wait. You're a little submarine up one day, and you're going to be like, damn, this should have been a scene in Sharknado. I wouldn't get paid more probably. Yeah, always good to hear from you, brother. Thanks for coming on. I know that you're not a fan of usually coming on radio shows. It's been a while. I've had to twist your arm, but I'm glad we got you on. I absolutely love the stuff you do, man. Your film work always blows me away. I think you have an amazing talent, and I'm glad you're out there putting a good light on sharks. You got to love how they're being really put in a positive spin now, right? Like, especially the anti-finning stuff. It's so nice to see that happening now.
Yeah, big time. Yeah. Everyone's jumping on board. And big weeks, like Shark Week really helps out because it brings sharks in the spotlight and people think sharks are cool. So it all works out.
It does. Just this week, there was a huge announcement against shark finning. Even Cory Booker here in Newark made a huge announcement with Morgan Freeman. And like, you got to think that that's definitely an effect of Shark Week. Like, you know, the timing and everything. Like, that's pretty damn cool that you have that kind of impact right now on society. Good stuff, man. Dude, thanks so much for coming on, man. I always love hearing from you. I hope to see you guys soon, catch up with you and Mike and everybody out in the West Coast. We're going to get out there soon. Thanks, man. I really appreciate you coming on.
Anytime.
All right, brother. Take care. Be safe in the water. Hey, wait, before you go, Wait. What do you think about those shark fans things? Do those things work? The magnetic ones? Have you seen those? That like put out like an electromagnetic field? I want that to work.
You know what? I've seen a shark bite a magnet, but I haven't tested the shark bands yet. But they could work, and I know there's a lot of guys, a lot of researcher friends of mine are doing a lot of cool work in shark repellent technology, and electro stuff, different fencing, and there's a lot of stuff going on right now, which is really cool.
Very cool, dude. And then conversely, I see people like creating these like hydro fins that you get towed behind a boat that you can go like dipping underwater, and you're basically looking like a big lure jig, like a big jig basically, which is the opposite of that. So it's a nice shark condition taking off. Dude, Dev, thanks so much, and we'll catch up with you soon. Take care, brother.
Cool, cheers. Bye.
This is a journey into sound.
I'm Marty Stauffer, and you're listening to Urban Jungles Radio with Danny and Andy. Those motherfuckers think they know every fucking thing there is to know.
Urban Jungles Radio. Urban Jungles Radio. Radio.
Set me up in the headphone.
Radio. Urban.
Set me up, Andy, in the headphone.
I'm Marty Stauffer, and you're listening to Urban Jungles Radio.
Urban Jungles Radio.
Those motherfuckers think they know every fucking thing there is to know.
That clip will never, ever get old, man.
That is like a life accomplishment.
Yeah.
Without a doubt. That is a life accomplishment for us, the day that we got Marty fucking Stauffer to come on our show. Repeatedly, we couldn't stop him after. Remember, like, he was all shy about it, and then, like, once he opened up about this sorry, I'm distracted by the reigning sharks here in Sharknado. Oh, and they're pulling out, like, an account. Look, like a fox is redoing the swordplay with the shark. Oh, she chopped the shark in half! Oh, my God. She's kicking ass. Holy shit.
Now, mind you, this is part two.
Look how many,
there were so many questions unanswered in the first one.
Look how many sharks are falling out of the sky.
It's beautifully disgusting.
Do you think if that happened, Shark Week would be less popular?
What, like actual Sharknado? You know what, dude? Like, for a quick minute, let's be serious. If a Sharknado actually ever happened... Yeah, Ian, because you can actually see like a flare, no problem, right? If a Sharknado ever actually happened, I might take a gun to my head because the end of the world is there. That's the end of the world.
You're going to watch it go down.
I'm watching it go down.
Watch it burn, baby.
I mean, it's
burn.
The start of it. I mean, you know, fucking London left the EU. Trump is
going to be president.
Trump is going to be president.
We're all fucked.
Come on, man.
Oh, my God. Yeah, so do enjoy the fruits of Devin Desane's labors, Shark Week, and also her conservation international.
You know what? I haven't watched...
People complain there's not enough nudity on our Facebook Live.
I did my part. You do your part. Dude, that's like a fucking tease.
But this is a prime. This shit, you don't give them it all in one shot, Andy. You don't fucking stuff your mouth with filet mignon. You take bites.
Number one, you don't even eat filet mignon.
I used to.
Used to is the operative word, my friend.
And so, Yvonne's saying you're wrong.
No, you know what?
Yvonne
says
you're wrong and you suck.
You're so right.
She says you're wrong and you suck.
Brandon. All right, Brandon. Hold on, Brandon.
Wait.
Oh, come on.
Go. Look, if you make... Wait. No. Put that away. Hold on. If you donate $5 to Herb Conservation International right now, Andy, we'll write your name on Andy's nipple. I will write your name on Andy's nipple with a Sharpie if you donate $5 to Herb Conservation International right now.
Pen.
Look.
Shirt is off.
Sharpie, and it's off. Look.
Come on, who's gonna do it? I know Cupper's gonna do it.
No, I'm not giving you Cupper. You gotta pay extra for that bitch. That's a lot of money, man. That's some like traveling primo. What's it called when like a porn artist goes on like strip club tours? Featured, a feature.
Yeah.
That's a feature. Chris.
No idea, man.
Yeah, you do too. You
no, I really don't.
No, that's a feature, Chris. That's a lot of money. What if someone donates so he doesn't write anything on his nipple? So the first one we're going to write is we're going to write Dion. We're going to write Dion's name on your nipples.
Dion?
For free, because you complained on there. Just, so we're going to do it for free now.
Someone complained?
What if someone donates so that he doesn't write anything on his nipple? Well, he, meaning me, doesn't write anything on you. So we're just going to do that anyways. Yeah, so Dion, your name is going on his nipple. And,
Yeah.
This is really awkward
right now. Okay.
No, you got to
do it on the
marker.
Here we go.
Okay, here we go. I'm going to write Dion's name. I don't want to touch it.
And I remember you spell it right. It's D-A-Y-Y.
There's a lot of A's in there, man.
There's a lot of A's and a lot of Y's.
Yvonne says to donate. You know what, Yvonne? I know you, and I'll take your word for it. And I'll find the info where you donate. Too bad we don't have Devin on the line anymore. But I'll find the info, and you donate $5. And he can. I'm going to do it for Yvonne. God damn you, Yvonne. God damn you to hell. I feel like I should have gloves somewhere. Right?
You fuck.
Hey,
come
Andy,
on.
This is my first man nipple. Wait. Dude, people get aroused. E.
Not E, it's a Y.
Y
V.
Y
O V. O N N.
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 E.
E. That's close. Look, Iran.
We gotta bring that closer, man. Bring this camera closer.
Okay, wait. Yeah, I should. Sorry, my bad. I'm a bad cameraman. Okay, wait. So, okay. Look, Yvonne, it's there. Your name is on Andy's nipple. Can you get that in focus there? You got your nipple selfie there. Yvonne. There you go, Yvonne. Like. Okay, that's too much, dude. The Facebook is gonna shut us down. Did you pronounce my name right? Mad props. But you always cracked me up. Awesome. Yeah, Yvonne. Dion, you are not safe. Because of that, I have to write your name on Andy's other nipple. Right here. Andy, here, hold it up. You know, I'll go above your nipple. We're gonna give you chest. Because nipple should be I'm gonna go above your chest because nipple should be reserved for donors only.
All right,
guys. So it's
D-A-Y-Y.
Two Y's, you
yeah,
sure?
Two Y's. A N.
Look at that. That's premium advertising for free. You got premium advertising space.
You know what? I really don't
free.
Like the fact that you put Dion's name ahead of above Yvonne.
So shall we write Yvonne on top?
No. Wait.
What do you want me to do?
I don't know.
Just you picky. Like, you care. Look, you're covered in ink. Does it matter? A little bit more?
It kind of does matter to me, my friend. It kind of matters.
thank you, guys. Yeah, that's what happens. But
Yvonne said on the belly.
On the belly?
I will pay for you to write his name, my name on his belly.
Like Thug Life? Like Tupac's Thug
yes.
Life? Oh, come on, Yvonne. Yvonne, you're killing me. Wait, that's not just... This is another five, right?
I hope so.
Yeah, this is another five, right, Yvonne? Hold on.
Let's clarify.
Okay, Yvonne, she's like backed up. Like, I don't know. She's like 20 conversations behind here. Oh my god, Al Roker's in this again. Alright, hold on. We're gonna do this. Let's do like Thug Life. We'll write
Canadian Life. That's too long.
Canuck Life.
How do you spell it? C-A-N-U.
No, but she wants her name.
But write her name. Write her whole name.
Alright, write your whole name. Alright, so you're gonna pay 10. Alright, we're gonna do your whole name. Come here. Things we do for conservation. All right, wait. I get.
I'm the one who's getting it written on, my friend.
I gotta
bring the camera closer.
Okay, wait.
I'll hold the camera.
Let me count. Wait. Oh. No, we're still on. Okay. All right. Wait. So.
I'll spell it for you.
I gotta look at the spacing really quick. Okay, so I got space between the O and the N. Okay, here we go. So.
Good.
Okay, it's N-E, right? O-N-N-E?
Yes. Two N's.
You moved.
I know you moved. I'm trying to help you out.
Okay. So it's, we, it's Y, what am I
missing? Y-O-N-N-E.
Y-O. Y-V-O. Come on, dude.
Y-V-N. Yeah,
Y-V.
Y-V-O.
Okay. I guess peace. Okay. Are we going? Do we have to go last name? Because that's like in the nether region, pretty much. If I have to put her name below your belly button, that's kind of gross.
Had I known, I would have at least shaved a little something. Because, I mean, that's really what it's all about right there.
Oh, my God. Oh, yeah, that was Conservation 101, ladies and gentlemen. Oh, I just dropped you, sorry. Yeah, so, cheers, Yvonne. I love you.
Cheers.
Salud. All right. I think that is enough for me. I'm done.
Enough for you?
I feel like I need a shower. Right
just for you, it's enough?
Yeah. I think we're good. Thank you, Facebook,
for
always entertaining us and making us do things we really don't want to do.
Yeah, but you know what, dude? It's in the name of conservation.
It's going to the hearts. Andy, look. You see they're all happy. I'm tasting the hearts away.
You know what, Yvonne? If I could find someone right now to tattoo it, I totally would.
I got, like, why don't we go for scarification? I got, like, a...
No.
Come on.
No.
Like a
scarification is fucking ugly.
It is fucking... It's scary, dude.
Yeah, dude.
Like, you got the heart. Like, come back.
It's like a fish, it's like a Facebook game.
I'm going to Andy. Oh.
Of course you're going to go to me.
Oh, my God. So, all right. What else do we have to talk about? Anything else?
No, I guess that's it. I mean,
a good
we're both really jealous that we're not in IHS right now.
Everybody's away, man. Everybody's there. And it's crazy. Like, I want to go. I want to go there. I want to go to IHS. We should go next year, for sure.
Definitely. I mean, you know, the first one I went to, the only one I went to, was in 2010.
Oh my God, that was already 2010, dude.
That was where I met Clarkson for the first time. I met Clarkson. I met Bry Lois. That was where I met a couple other people that were presenting. Forget their names right now. Hung out with the awesome Val O. The whole
Val O. Yeah. I love Val O.
Got to meet Dora for the first
time.
Dora.
Yep.
Dora the Explorer.
Dude. Dora the Explorer. Nice, dude. That's right. Man, that was a long time ago, dude.
Yeah, dude. 6 years.
Crazy.
Man.
Yeah. Fucking madness.
How time has flown, man.
And Mike was just talking about his bite then, right? Was that what it was?
He was talking about his stiletto snake bite.
Mm-mm.
Yeah.
Fascinating.
And I ran up on stage for his presentation and handed him a spatula. No one else really got it because it's kind of an inside thing, but he was
I was bitten or something?
The pain was so excruciating, he was biting on a spatula to, like, just kind of, like, kind of like the old West guy, like, would bite on, like, a piece of leather, essentially. So, but he played the audio, I believe,
of his screaming.
Of his screaming, yeah.
Horrible. I remember that in the show.
Yeah. I still give him a thumbs up every time I see him.
I can't talk because I broke my hand. My thumb's all crazy, so I can't even, like, make fun of his.
But you have a thumb. That's
true.
Thing.
I do have a thumb. It's
but
crooked.
Mike is an awesome dude.
Well, it's crooked.
Like, flat out.
Thumb. My hand model years might be passing me in because of my thumb injury.
God, I hate you.
Anyway, yeah. HCI is a really cool program, and
yes.
I want to see them do really well. So,
yep,
we'll get to them. We will get to IHS, and I don't know how many other acronyms we have to come up with for the evening, but I think
OPP.
You down? Are you down with OPP?
Yeah, you know me.
Cupper's down with OPP. Cupper's down with OPP. And
Cupper's always down with shit like that.
And IBS.
Really?
I don't know. Dude, we have nothing. I thought I had some animal stuff to talk about. My God. It's been a week. Yeah, I thought we had some animal stuff. Nothing really. It's been a fairly quiet week.
Surprisingly.
From, like, social media standards, nobody's been lynched or hung this week.
No, that's a good thing. Well, not in our circle anyway.
Far. Yeah, and interesting week, but not so interesting.
It's been a quiet week.
Which is good. Quiet is good. It's summertime. People are out, you know.
That's the thing, yeah.
Out about going. All right, well, we are going to wrap it up then. This has been an episode of Urban Jungles Radio. And always nice to hear from our man Dev and have him now in the bowels of UJR. In the bowels of UJR's.
I don't want anyone in my bowels.
For just a $20 donation, you can be in Andy's bowel. He will insert a piece of paper with your name written on it.
No. That ain't happening.
Oh, my God. All right. Have a good evening, everybody. Thank you very much. One and only.
Ladies.
Urban Jungles Radio. Wait.
Let me kick it. It's that all-live radio with an intelligent and good looking guy you don't want to mess with. Cause if you do, oh man, you're gonna end up looking toward the sky right quick. Urban Jungles Radio interviews important people and celebrities that is into wildlife conservation. You already know, straight across the nation.
You play a song?
I'll play a song. Yeah, I want to keep you guys on. I don't want to say goodbye to you.
Well, people already, we already said bye to people, so that's the problem.
I keep being
Urban Jungle.
You go nowhere.
Friday night.
You stay. You listen. You watch. Why?
Love this beat. Let's get it. Let's get it. He's doing live shows on what he knows. Go to Urban Jungles Radio and listen as the legend grows. Dan Hernandez, the host of UJR. Urban Java's Animals, and he's a reptile star. Jungle's good at what he does. He's the best by far. A herpetologist at such a young age. Spitting knowledge like a venomous cobra in rage. Known in the snake world as a reptile god. Quick on his feet like a tetrapod. Bringing down the forest like a tropical. Rain. Listen to the show, cause there's much to gain. Compared to Mendez, the rest are lame. If you have any questions, you know what to do. Just pick up the phone and you can talk to the host. A diamond back in the rough. Fans wanting more, cause an hour just isn't enough. There's many in his field that do what he does, but out of all of them, no one is above. Hot snakes, rattle bones like earthquakes. Doing live shows on what he knows. Go to Urban Jungles Radio and listen as the legend grows. It's a legend. His legend grows.
It was for conservation, bitches. Conservation mofo. That's why he took off his clothes. Conservation mofo. Yeah, he doing it for the animals, yo.
You know it can't be quiet, right?
The reptile.
We're so far off
the rails. Oh my god.
Coming. I got those
more.
People looking for the first time never know what to expect. But then they get them to
be bad guys.
For my lyrics, when I kick it, take you for a ride, I keep on a ticket. Insane in the memory. Cause I paid extra for some snakes on a plane. And something tells me that you would do the same. That's why you're here. Your father Jim knows.
That's right.
It's been a year. Watch how awesome this grows. You can't forget the name of the show.
Awesome. Urban Jungles. Radio
live shows on what he knows. Go to Urban Jungles Radio and listen as the legend grows. His legend grows. It's Chris Grillo laying down musical tracks for Urban Jungles. So tune in and get it done. Let's do it. It's Chris Perillo.
That was corny, right? I can see it in your face.
Ladies.
Bye. Love you, bae.
Ugh.